You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast, brought to you by Kurt Owen Ministries. For over 26 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. As a part of this ministry, Kurt Owen has assisted in starting many, many churches throughout the world. This includes a very powerful local church by the name of Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. For over 10 years, Pastor Terry Owen has been helping people throughout the area learn how to live miraculously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Every Wednesday and Sunday, Pastor Terry Owen brings a dynamic and powerful message at Real Life Church. Today, we will be continuing to learn from Pastor Terry what the Bible has to say as to how we should deal with this coronavirus.
Now, let's look over here in Romans chapter 5 and verse 1. Romans 5:1. Therefore, since we are justified, acquitted, declared righteous, and given a right standing with God through faith, let us grasp the fact that we have the peace of reconciliation to hold and to enjoy. Peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. So it is so clear, right, that we have peace with God, not because of what we did, but because we're partakers of that gift that Jesus provided to us. So now when we have peace with God, we're going to learn to have peace within. Yes. Amen? Sorry, there's a lot of scriptures here. Romans 15, verse 13. May the God of your hope so fill you with all joy and peace in believing. So who is the one who's going to fill you with joy and peace? The God of your hope. The God Almighty. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Almighty God. The God who is El Shaddai. The God who is Shalom. He is the God of your hope, so he will fill you with all joy and peace in believing through the experience of your faith, that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound and be overflowing, bubbling over with hope. So again, we need to make sure that we understand that we have to have hope, that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And the God of our hope is also the one who wants to make sure that you're bubbling over with hope and that you're going to experience that joy and that peace in him. Amen? Now, we're starting to see a picture that God wants us to have peace. We're starting to see a picture that he is the God of our hope and that he fills us with joy and with peace. Amen? Now, let's see practically how we can lay hold of this. Isaiah 26:3. It says, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon you because he trusts in you. In the Amplified, it says it this way. You will guard him and keep him in perfect and constant peace whose mind, both its inclination and its character, is stayed on you because he commits himself to you, leans on you, and hopes confidently in you. Now, let's take a look at this for just a moment, okay? Because, see, we need to understand that the peace that God expects for us to walk in, that he provided to us, that comes from us keeping our mind on him. Now, what has your mind been stayed on? What are you looking at throughout your days, right, your weeks? When you're not in the four walls or you're not watching service online, where's your mind? What are you focusing on? Because this says that God, because when it's saying you, it says God will keep you in perfect peace, perfect and constant peace. Who? Whose mind is stayed on you? The one who's focused on you. No, I don't get troubled by things that people think I should be troubled by. I don't. Why? Because I know what the promise of God is. And I do not have an expectation for God's word to fail. Have I lived this perfectly? No. But I know that I can. I know that I can because God gave me his word to stand on. And like Pastor Kurt and I were saying on Wednesday night, he is a firm foundation. He's a cornerstone. He's not quicksand. You're not going to just take a step out and then all of a sudden fall. The ground's not going to shift beneath you. And so we have our perfect peace. It's confident because the perfect and constant peace, because our mind is stayed on him, both our inclination and character. We're not wishy-washy. We renew our mind. We find out who we are, what we have according to the word of God, and then we press on and we lay hold of that. And see, when we waver to and from, it's because we're allowing ourselves to get distracted. And remember when Peter was walking on the water? He said to Jesus, he said, "Lord, if that's you, bid me come." And so Jesus said, "Come." And so the storm had been going on, and the storm continued to go on, but Peter stepped out on the word of God. He stepped out on the word of come. And as he was walking towards Jesus, then all of a sudden he got distracted by the same storm that was previously existing. It's not a storm that just all of a sudden popped up. He was walking during the storm. And then he got distracted by the storm. He took his eyes off of Jesus. He took his eyes off of the word, and he became distressed, and that's when he started to sink. So if we do not want to get distressed, if we do not want to sink, then what we need to do is keep our eyes on the word of God. We need to keep our eyes on Jesus. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. He doesn't just give you something to look at like a carrot, like, "Hey, come on, let's do this, let's do this." Oh, just kidding. That's not how he is. When he says, "Here is my word," he wants for you to press in and lay hold of it. He wants for you to know, you know, it's too soon. Okay. So he will keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him because we commit ourselves to him. We lean on him. We hope confidently in him because, see, we go back to that confidence. Where does the confidence come from? It comes from we settle, this is the will of God for my life. We settle it. It's finite. This is finished. When Jesus said this is finished, he actually meant it. He meant every word that he ever spoke to us. And he said, "This is finished. It is finished." That means that you can rely on this. Remember when Peter refers back to the mountain of temptation or transfiguration. Peter refers back to the mountain of transfiguration and he says, "And we were eyewitnesses, yet we have a more sure word." He said, "Even though I saw this with my own eyes, I have the word of God that tells me this is true. This is who he is." And so we need to become so sold out to the word of God that everything that's going around us, it can change. And if it doesn't change for them, it'll change for me. I want you to see this because this is so, it's so evident in the word of God. Let's go to Acts chapter 27 real quick. We're just kind of taking a rabbit trail, but y'all follow along with it. Amen. So Acts 27, there's this, so Paul has appealed to go to Caesar. I'm going to get there. Giving you backstory for a second. So Acts 27, and I'll give you the verse as soon as I give you the backstory. So the backstory is that Paul has appealed to go to Caesar. So he's going to stand before Caesar, and he's on a ship, and he's being transported to go. Well, a huge storm arises, right? And everybody is distressed to the point where these guys haven't even eaten for 14 days. And so here, verse 22, it says, "And now I urge you to take heart, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only the ship. For there stood by me this night an angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I serve, saying, 'Do not be afraid, Paul. You must be brought before Caesar, and indeed God has granted you all those who sail with you. Therefore, take heart, men, for I believe God that it will be just as it was told me.' And then he said, however, we must run aground on a certain island. And so we know before this gets better, it's about to get worse. But we have assurance. Yes, right. And so these guys start freaking out because they don't know the God whom Paul belongs to, nor that he serves. And so they go on. And verse 30, it says, and the sailors were seeking to escape from the ship, and they had let down the skiff into the sea under the pretense of putting out anchors from the prow. And Paul said to the centurion and the soldiers, unless these men stay in the ship, you cannot be saved. He didn't say, I can't be saved. He said, y'all ain't going to make it. We need to follow the word of God, and then everybody can make it. And if y'all don't follow the word of God, I'm still making it. Y'all are not making it. So if you have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to ask you to just think about it. You know, like I said, my husband did not get saved because he loved God. He got saved because he was dying and he saw an insurance plan so that he'd have fire insurance. And there, you know what? He's in the kingdom of God. And now he's a mighty man of God. And so it doesn't matter what place you're in. If you see and the Holy Spirit's prompting you right now, yes, I want to accept Jesus. I don't know what all it means yet, but we're going to figure it out together. Then I want you to say this with me. What is necessary is that you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for your sins, and that God raised him from the dead. And the scripture says in Romans that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, then you are saved. It's that simple. There's nothing complicated about it. We might complicate it sometimes, but God has made it oh so simple. So say this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for sending Jesus, your Son, to die for my sins. I believe that you raised him from the dead. Jesus, I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord. You are my Savior. I receive you and I receive that I am cleansed and that I am clean and that I am yours. Holy Spirit, fill me to overflowing. Teach me to walk according to God's word and God's way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, if that's the first time that you prayed that prayer, I'm going to ask you to send us an email at connect@reallifefl.com because that is the beginning of your journey and not the end of your destination. There is so much more available. Amen. Amen.
Ladies, come and see Kurt Owen in person at 7 p.m. on Thursday, June 11th at the Real Life Girlfriends 2020 Annual Women's Retreat. The theme of this year's event is Run Your Race. Kurt Owen will be opening up the conference with an empowering message just for you ladies. This life-changing event is taking place on June 11th, 12th, and 13th at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Registration is free for the first 100 women. Also, this event will be live streamed. Get your friends and have a watch party. For information on how to register for your free seat or to sign up to listen online, simply go to reallifefl.com. All of us here at Real Life Church would like to remind you that what you hear makes the difference between success or failure. Pastor Terry Owen would like to personally invite you to come experience miraculous words of life in person at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. Our Wednesday night services as well as our Sunday morning services are being held, as always, live in the church, as well as live on YouTube. You can easily get to the live stream by going to reallifepsl.com and then clicking on the Watch Live button. Everyone at the church would really love it if you came by for a service. We are sure that you will have a lot of fun and that you will be enriched by the pure Word of God. Real Life Church, where miracles happen every day. Real Life Church is an outreach of Kurt Owen Ministries.
There's more than one way to support the WCNO ministry. Prayerfully and financially are only the two most obvious. But did you realize how important it is for you to let the programmers and corporate underwriters know that you heard about them right here at WCNO Radio? That's right. Always mention the call letters WCNO when you write, Call or visit the ministries or supporters of WCNO.